Welcome back to season two of the Ivy League Prep Academy podcast, equipping you to successfully pursue the college of your dreams. We believe everyone deserves to reach their full potential, and the admissions process shouldn't hold you back. You know, some podcasts seem to write themselves, and this is one of those times. I have been asked so many times from nervous high school students and nervous parents, you know, how do I prepare for this alumni interview? What tips do you have? What should I do? What should I wear? What is it going to be like? How important is it? I get so many questions so regularly, and I just couldn't believe when I thought about it, I couldn't believe that I had never recorded a podcast about it. Because there are some important things for you to know. And the advice is simple and easy, and it will be quick and effective. If you listen to what I tell you over these next few minutes and you do what I say, your interview is going to go extremely well. You're going to feel very confident going in and coming out of the interview, and you'll be happy that you invested these few minutes of time to get ready. So it's important to know that different colleges weigh the importance of this alumni interview a little bit differently, but for the most part, alumni interviews will not hurt you unless you offend someone and something really, you know, inappropriate is done during the interview. That can hurt you. You can't hurt yourself outside of those extreme conditions, but you can help yourself. If you really impress the alumni interviewer who is interviewing you, their notes will be considered to one extent or another as your application is read. So certainly this interview is going to be used to corroborate your letters of recommendation, your essays, the impression that the admissions officers have about you. They're going to use the notes and the recommendation letter, because often these alumni interviews do conclude with a letter recommending you, and the reasons for recommending you, they're going to look at the notes and the recommendation letter of the alumni interviewer to see if it holds up, to see if it corroborates what was said about you and by you in your application about who you are and what kind of applicant you're going to be. All right, so you shouldn't feel stressed about it. You should be pretty excited about it. And you'll be even more excited about it in just a few minutes when you understand exactly how to prepare, because you will be so prepared and so ready. You'll go in, you'll rock it, and you'll come out feeling like $1 million. All right, so a couple quick things. Obviously, it's important to show up on time. It's important to dress appropriately. What does dress appropriately mean? Actually, probably the most important thing is not to wear the rival's sweater, okay, the rival's hoodie. Beyond that, you know, dress in clean clothes, look somewhat nice. You don't need to dress up. You don't need to overthink it. Most likely, you just need to look appropriate and just kind of wear your favorite school clothes, all right? No big deal there. But do be on time. You definitely do not want to be the last one there. And this includes for online interviews as well, all right? If you're supposed to meet them at a certain hour, log in about 5 minutes ahead of time. And you never know when Zoom is going to, you know, ask you to restart because it needs a new update or because something weird is happening on your computer, you need to restart the computer. Sometimes those things take several minutes. And so just plan ahead and plan on the start time being a good solid 5-6 minutes ahead of the time that you've agreed to meet. It's going to be a public location that wherever you're meeting, either it's going to be through Zoom and virtual, or it's going to be in like a cafe or someplace public where the safety of both people is not ever called into question. So often it's going to be at Starbucks or it's going to be some kind of coffee shop or cafe, something like that. All right. Now, all of that is pretty simple, pretty straightforward. And then all you need to do is think about two things. Prepare ahead of time for one of them. And the other, you just need to change your mindset, shift your mindset. So the thing you need to prepare ahead, you need to be ready to answer the question. So tell me a little bit about yourself, all right? Almost every single one of these interviews starts with that question. And you need to know that this alumni interviewer does not have your application. They've never seen your application. Unless they're really ambitious, they have not looked you up. So they don't know anything about you. They might have, out of curiosity, they might just be curious and they might have looked you up on social media or on LinkedIn. Certainly if you connected with them ahead of time, they might look through your profile. That sort of thing is possible, but it's not certain, right? So most often you're going to find that the alumni interviewer does not know anything about you besides your name and the fact that you're applying to the school that they loved so much that they agreed to volunteer hours and hours and hours of their time every single year to interview people like you. All right, so they don't know anything else about you. Assume that they don't know anything about you, and you can be pleasantly surprised if they did look you up ahead of time. So preparing to answer that question, so tell me a little bit about yourself. Being prepared to answer that question does a lot of things because it can be a really wide open, awkward space where the interviewer doesn't know how much you're planning to talk and how much you're planning to answer there, when or where they should transition to a new idea. Oftentimes that question catches people off guard, and it should not. Okay, you should be ready for it. And here's my recommendation for it. I want you to answer that question thoughtfully. Stop as if you weren't prepared. Take 3 seconds, count in your head, 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000, just thoughtfully counting, and then say, you know, I think there are 3 things that you should know about me. Number one, and then whatever it is. Number two, whatever it is. And number three, whatever that is. Now, of those 3 things, I told you that they don't have your resume. They won't know about your application. They won't know anything about that. And so you might be tempted to think, well, I want to impress this person. So what are the 3 most impressive things about me so that I can share those impressive things with them? And we can start off with my alumni interviewer being very, very impressed with me. That is the wrong approach. Instead, you do not want to impress them with your impressiveness, if that makes sense. You want to impress them through your open-mindedness, your curiosity, your thoughtfulness. All right. So if you can demonstrate that you're very thoughtful, you're very curious, you're very empathetic, you're very human, right? You're such a down-to-earth, amazing human being. If that's what they come away impressed with, that's your greatest win. You allow your resume and your letters of recommendation in your application to show off how impressive you are. And then you want to spend your time just being curious and being empathetic and being very, very thoughtful. All right. So those 3 things should not be things that most people might be impressed by. They should be things that really get into the core of who you are. All right. So if you know your core values, if you've been in my program and we've gone through those core values, one of these 3 things should be about your core values. And they may ask, how did you figure out your core values? And you can talk through all the exercises, all the questions you asked that got you there. All right. That is a great way to demonstrate unusual thoughtfulness, unusual self-awareness, unusual emotional intelligence. That's a great thing to impress them with. It's not so much, look at me, I'm so impressive. It's just showing rather than telling, right? Another thing is, what is maybe something that you're doing to impact your community? Okay, in what ways is your community a better place because of you? And oftentimes these things are super hidden. All right, one of the things that I have talked about in the Ivy League Challenge before that I didn't realize at the time. In fact, it was my mother who realized that this was even worth putting in an application. But when I was in high school, I kept a journal. And every day at the end of my journal entry, I put a little S and a dash and then a statement. And the S stood for service. I didn't know it at the time. I now know that one of my 3 core values is service. And at the time, I just did it because I thought it was a better way to live. It was just a better way to have a great day. And so every day, I wanted to make sure I served someone in some hidden way. And so I wrote an S at the bottom of my journal entry and a dash. And, you know, I smiled and said hello to so-and-so. Or I opened the door for someone. I ran to catch the door. Or I did this or did that. Usually, they were very simple little things. They weren't like a big deal. I didn't spend a ton of my day doing it. But knowing that I would go back to my journal and report meant that throughout the day, I was looking for opportunities to serve. Now, I didn't realize that that was anything worth sharing. But my mom, who was helping me with my applications at the time, we were talking through all of that, she thought it was pure gold. She didn't know it about me until she had asked me questions to kind of dig deeper. And then we discovered that. And that's the sort of thing that, you know, it's hidden. No one really knows about it. For those who have been through the Ivy League Challenge, this gets back to that entire worksheet that we do for self-awareness, to find your keywords and to find your soundbite, right? To figure out that Venn diagram between you and your mission. Those are the exercises that, you know, your contradictions, your surprises, those are the things you can pull one of those things out of there. And that can be one of your 3 things that you think the alumni interviewer should know about you. And here's the final thing I'll say about your answer to the first question. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You should think a little bit, what are the 3 things that people should know about me? right? What are the three things that are important about me? What are the things that define who I am and how I interact with my community? Okay, so I've given you a couple of ideas about what those things should be, and the biggest trap to avoid, and that is the impressiveness, you know, focus. Stay away from impressiveness. Your job is not to impress the alumni interviewer. In fact, you want to stay away from that because they're going to assume that if you're not trying to impress them, that you're probably way more impressive, right? And so just stay away from that completely. The second thing that you need to do to prepare for these alumni interviews, the first, just be ready for that one question. The second is a mindset shift. Do not think of this interview as an opportunity for you to try to get the job or to try to impress the interviewer. Your job isn't even to give a great interview. In fact, you shouldn't even see this as an interview. What I think you should see this as is two kind of awkward people meeting each other on the bus, or meeting each other in line, or meeting each other at the dance, or meeting each other at a party, or whatever the case may be, right? Two new students in a new classroom, whatever it may be. Your job is not to be interviewed. Your job is to help someone else who feels awkward feel a little bit more comfortable. In other words, your job is to make a new friend. That's it. Think of this as meeting someone new and trying to help them feel more comfortable, trying to help them feel more at ease because you realize that they're new. They don't have friends at the dance or the party or at the school or in the classroom, right? Assume that they're feeling awkward, even though, of course, they're not, right? But if you approach it that way and you feel like your job is to be friendly and to help them feel comfortable, what are you going to do? You're going to be curious about them. You're going to ask questions. You're going to think about them and be concerned for them. Those are exactly the things you want to do to rock your interview. All right? Your alumni interviewer is going to come away feeling like, wow, this is the most friendly, interesting, curious, self-aware, amazing human being I've ever interviewed. And you don't have to worry about anything else. Is it a good idea to have a couple of questions prepared for at the end when he or she asks you, what questions do you have for me? Yeah, sure. But if you've been doing this the whole time, you've been asking a lot of the questions. And you can follow up on any of those questions that you've already asked or on any of the discussion points that you've had. If you don't have great questions from follow-up, then yeah, maybe there's a third thing to be prepared, and that is to come up with two questions, no more than one or two questions for the end. And those questions should be things that are more subjective. You know, what did you love most about the college? Or how do you feel like the college has changed from the time you were there until now? Questions like that you can't find the answers to by looking on the website or looking on forums or anything like that, because they're tied directly to the interviewer's experience, personal experience. Okay, so that's it. Let's recap. You want to be sure that you're on time and you're appropriate, you're not rude, or you don't do something that offends them. Offending them is probably the only way that you can hurt yourself through this alumni interview. All right, so show up on time, wear clothing that's not representing the rival, you know, school, and be appropriate in all of those ways. Be prepared to answer the question, so tell me a little bit about yourself. And my sincere advice is to just be prepared to say, 1, 2, 3, count to three in your head as if you're thinking, and then say, I think there are three things that you need to know about me. 1, 2, 3. You do that and they know exactly when to transition to the next question. And they've got three things that they can follow up on that are really, really interesting. And you have steered them in that direction. You know all about all three of these things. And so you've got lots of stories to tell and you can kind of reach back to them through those three things as well. You can ask them questions and be curious and try to help them feel at ease, which is the second thing that you want to do for a successful interview. See this not as an interview, see it as you making a new friend, trying to help them feel a little bit less awkward. And finally, the third thing, if there's anything, for some of you, this will be helpful, and that is be prepared with one or two questions at the very end in case they ask, what questions do you have for me? Those questions should be subjective. They should ask them to reflect on their experience at college. And more likely than not, you've already asked some of those questions along the way, so you're probably just going to follow up on what you've already done. And I promise you, you have nothing to worry about. If you just take this approach into your alumni interviews, you're going to rock it. They're going to love you and they're going to leave the most incredible recommendation for you. You've got this. This will be an exciting experience for you. No need to stress, no need to worry. Just be there on time and prepared with the things that we've talked about today, and you are going to do great. Music for this episode came from We Are Here by Declare P. I'm Steve Gardner. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and share with a friend. Thanks for listening.